Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg chief correspondent Mark Gurman. Apple is releasing a new invitation app to take on companies like Evite. The catch is it's going to need a subscription. So, Mark, what do we know about this new app?
This new app is called Apple Invites. It's a new service you can download on the iPhone. You can download it through the iCloud website on your computer. You can use it there as well. And this basically allows you to invite people to birthday parties, Super Bowl parties, baby showers, etc., using music and photos on your device, using some AI tricks as well. And so it's basically a companion to the existing calendar app, but something meant to be a little bit more fun. There are plenty of apps on the App Store today that allow you to do this. There's already one app claiming that Apple has violated their own App Store rules and is copying them for this. Like you said, this is a subscription, so this requires iCloud Plus. They've been for years looking for ways to make that iCloud subscription more valuable, get more people hooked onto it. Those start at 99 cents a month, obviously, including storage and the like. So I think this is just Apple trying to add some more underlying services revenue. I mean, this is such a small part of the overall pie, this Invites app. I would imagine this is going to remain largely immaterial for years to come, but could help Apple slightly on the margins.
The company's also making changes to the Apple Care Plus insurance. What are they doing?
So it's interesting. Apple Care Plus, that's also another line item within Apple services business. Right now, you can sign up for Apple Care Plus when you buy the phone and in the retail stores, but and on your iPhone as well. But Apple's moving away from that. They're going to require a monthly or annual subscription. Right now, when you purchased it from the phone or in stores, you could sign up for a two-year plan, a three-year plan, depending on your device. Now it's going to be a monthly plan, and they raised the price for the monthly plan, I believe, starting around 50 cents a month. So just trying to boost the underlying services business as well. You know, when you have hundreds of millions of customers like Apple does, or I guess they have 2.35 billion active devices now in its installed base, raising prices by 50 cents, making a small tweak here or there, that could generate hundreds of millions of new dollars over time.
And it's small enough that most people won't even notice, or they're like, okay, I can't be bothered to do something different.
Yeah, that's probably right. I mean, few people are going to cancel their Apple Care subscription because of this, but there may be some people who just don't want another subscription and would have rather pay their 2 years up front, right? But Apple is telling customers that this is going to remove an issue that some people have had where their Apple Care policies lapse, right? You can have the phone for 2 years and in 1 month, right? And you paid 2 years in advance, you forgot to re-up it, and now your phone's out of coverage, and now you're stuck. So there are some benefits to this as well.
Now, the company says that there is a new app that shows why a recent regulation in Europe requiring it to open its app store to third-party downloads is dangerous. What happened?
So there's a third-party app store called the Alt Store in Europe, in the European Union. Obviously, Apple has to allow third-party stores there because of the Digital Markets Act. We've been talking about this for a while. And they launched their first porn app. And Apple's going to use any example, whether that's porn, piracy, or something else, in order to show people why the Digital Markets Act and the European Union rules are not good for consumers. Obviously, Apple has a vested interest here. Third-party app stores, third-party payment methods means less money for Apple, but they do make a good point here.
What's the reaction been from the EU?
Yeah, the EU and their conversations with Apple haven't pushed back on this. The EU wants the iPhone and the Apple ecosystem to be as open as possible. They definitely try to prioritize sort of their homegrown companies like Spotify, right? So they're trying to give an advantage there, but really what they're trying to do is level the playing field, and I don't think that in all ways they're doing it smartly, right? I think there could be some balance here. Obviously, Apple should allow third-party payment methods, but maybe a third-party app store isn't the way to go because of the privacy and security issues it does obviously create.
Yeah, because can't Apple claim like there would be liability issues if they were to allow apps like that?
Well, Apple certainly on its own app store would never allow it, right? But they can't really stop a third-party app store from offering any apps. Those app stores are operated by other people. And the controversy here is the reason Apple is striking back and really talking about this is because the maker of the porn app said that Apple approved the app, but they really didn't. It's not an Apple-approved app. It's from a third-party app store.
That is Bloomberg Chief Correspondent Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.